Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's a repeat program on Friday. Buenos dias. I want to start off, as I usually do, thanking my sponsors, Antilles Insurance. They changed a little bit the motto. It used to be Te Queremos Seguro. It's now Vive Seguro. Basically the same idea. And I have translated because in Spanish, seguro is both insurance and safety. And I've put in the word insuredly. So I used to say, we want you insuredly safe. And now with Vive Seguro, we live insuredly safe. A little bit of play on words, and then we're going to take it into English. It's a little bit more difficult, but it works. So we had, now we're having every 3 months. We used to have a once a year or extraordinary, but now every 3 months the board meets. As I've been saying, in this particular board of Antilles, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, there was an amendment to the bylaws so that we who are over 75 are members of the board, you know, honorary members, emeritus, I think, is the word that we use. So we have our voice and all but no vote, and expanded the board with some new persons. One of the things about the Antilles boards is there's quite a few that are non-management people and aren't members of the family either. So it's a very good, diverse board and works tremendously well. And the reports were basically, you know, financial and all and everything, very positive. We have now, we're, I think, 2 years now, an A rating with BESS. And Antilles has done really well. It's a company that started in the late 50s. I think it was 58 or 59. But that Anglo Puerto Rican insurance goes way back into the 30s. So it's more an insurance agent, and then we started an insurance company in the 50s, and done really well. Just a conservative and a stable insurance company, and appreciate their support. They've been supporting me way back when I had the program on Radio Oso, and have been supporting me here now in WIPR 91.3 FM Reflections. Appreciate very much, and I have to have in next 2 or 3 weeks have a member of the board, or two persons, member maybe Jaime Gonzalez, the president. We're family cousins, and Maria Amelia, who I've had on occasions here discussing movies and the Antilles Foundation, and put us up to date on the Antilles Foundation, which is doing fantastic work in the educational field. So thank you, Antilles Insurance, for your support. And my other sponsor, Empresas Caparra. Empresas Caparra is the umbrella for the different entities operating in what we call San Patricio Village. So it's San Patricio Plaza, T-Mobile Center, Galleria San Patricio. There's a lot of fast food restaurants. Then, you know, Bottles, where we're insurance, they have a restaurant. All these different fast foods and restaurants and those particular Caparra office centers, another one. We call it the San Patricio Village, and we want you again. It's a place that you feel happy with, that you feel comfortable at, and it's a family business. We ended up purchasing from our partner that we provided the land, and the Wilsons, Interstate General Contractors, put together the the facility, the San Patricio Plaza, the commercial center, and we eventually purchased it. So we're, you know, they've been operating for many, many years. And it's always been a challenge, you know, keeping up with things. The last one big challenge was Kmart leaving us. Kmart has left, I think, every place now in Puerto Rico. But I think the two or three first ones was ours in San Patricio Plaza. It was about 120 square foot lease area. And we had to make a decision whether to keep that area, break it down into different things, or get another what we call big box. And we decided to revolutionize that whole space. And we developed what's now known as Liberty Square, and with different restaurants and Ocean Labs and some stores, eclectic, and it's been very successful. So, you know, please come and visit us at Liberty Square, San Patricio, and the T-Mobile Galleria San Patricio with great restaurants. And the latest new lessee is a member of the family, Grace Gonzalez. She's developed over many years a great reputation in the jewelry business. She does her own designs. And has done work from New York and here. And she's decided to open up her own store for the first time in Galleria San Patricio, right next to the juncture with T-Mobile Center, right, that particular place. It's across from Cayo Caribe and Julieta, Tatorial Julieta. So please visit visit her, Grace Gonzalez. It's a beautiful store. Wish her all the best. We're all pulling for her. So congratulations, Grace, and our support for this program and a lot of other, you know, policies that we have in terms of environmental friendliness and friendliness in general if you visit the whole San Patricio Village area. So thank you, San Patricio, La Empresa Caparra, for the support. And we've talked about, we had Rafael Cortez La Pena a few weeks ago, talked about the developments there in terms of how to run a family business. And we'll discuss, you know, different other areas of Empresas Caparra and some of the other things we're doing. We have one of the offshoots is a farm in Caguas, Finca Borinquen. I'm going to mention that in the program today, as something that happened by coincidence this week. Thank you. Thank you for the support. I'd like to also give the telephone number that you can call for any feedback, any suggestions, any comments, 939-333-1010. And there is the new web page, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, where you can hear the different programs, the recordings of the different programs. And there's the mission statement, what we stand for. There are the sponsors, and there's an opportunity for new sponsors that want to join and sponsor this program. I'm kind of ticky, Mickey, on the sponsors. I want to make sure that they're entities that I know and that I feel comfortable with. So, not one of these where we're pushing one car company in the morning and another car company in the afternoon. We're trying to be loyal, okay? So anybody out there that wants to, feels that this program merits sponsorship and support, and that this radio station, WIPR 91.3 FM Allegro, merits support. This is a station that provides cultural and uplifting programs throughout the entire week. And it's a government program that no longer receives support from the central government. And so it needs your support to make it go forward. So, please help this program and any other program that you feel merits it in this, in your, for your support, your your advertisement and all, or just general, you know, for the radio station and the TV station. There, as you know, is an AM 940, this FM that we're on right now, and there's the TV program, and all have excellent programs and, you know, merit our support. So there we go. As you know, I love these para comenzar tu día, el nuevo día, and especially if it's in sync with some of the things I'm going to be discussing and reflecting on. And I want to start with one that came out, today, Thursday, the 20th. It's by, I don't know this person, Pyotr Koprotkin, a Russian philosopher, and says la competencia es la ley de la selva, pero la cooperación es la ley de la civilización. Competition is the law of the jungle, but cooperation is the law of civilization. Ironically, somewhat, you know, with our Putin in charge, which I think he's more, you know, in the competition area, very disrespectful and warmongering competition. So he's not living up to this particular, you know, philosopher. But it is an important philosophy. And it goes hand in hand with the first topic I want to discuss based on things that happened last week. As you who have been following me know, I'm pretty involved with different civic organizations. And one of them is Coalición Comunidad San Patricio, Inc. And it was, the catalyst was AARP way back in 2013. And the idea was livable cities, a concept that AARP was promoting. So cities where people can feel comfortable, secure, safe, and that they can walk livable and cities that are secure and have mobility. And in fact, the initial corporate name for the entity was, you know, as I recall, Coalición San Patricio Movilidad y Seguridad de San Patricio. And, you know, it was a long name. We finally shortened it to Coalición Comunidad San Patricio and expanded a little bit its concept to not just mobility and security to more broadly to quality of life. But in terms of this organization, we had our annual assembly last Wednesday, and I didn't have time to go over it and some of the things that happened there in the last program. But basically, the big ruckus was talking about cooperation and collaboration was on some garbage disposals, receptacles, let's call them, that were installed by the municipality of Guaynabo. Going back to the 2021, it was, I think, in March, we gathered the different condominiums in the Avenida San Patricio, where we've been developing the new roadway with these obstacles to reduce the speed, reductores de velocidad, and fix get the sidewalks fixed and the ramps for the pedestrian crossings and, you know, wheelchair crossings, etc. So we've been working very hard on all that. And one of the things was we wanted some nice trash cans and receptacles to be established, and we agreed to that if the municipality put them, that we would take care of them. The condominiums would take care of them, putting the bag, emptying the bags, and putting clean bags on. But lo and behold, without our having a chance to see what they were going to install and where they were going to install them. The municipality proceeded to install these very small receptacles. The garbage covering is fixed above the receptacle, so it doesn't hinge, it doesn't cover it. It just kind of is on the top of it, kind of helping preventing the rain water to come in, but not really doing that. But preventing one to make it very difficult once the garbage bag in there is full to be able to take it out. And then to make things even more difficult, the way it really works is you need a special tool to be able to remove the receptacle and empty out the bag and whatever is in there if a bag was in place. So what we had was installed in arbitrarily in places where not in front of condominiums, in front of a park or a parking place or an entity, for example, Park Meadows is not a condominium. They don't have administration. It's just run by the residents. So they were placed in many wrong places without any advance warning so we could get things going. And so it's been a disaster. They're full and basically most of it is with the dog excrements. So it's just been, so we had this, I knew there was going to be a bedlam with respect to that particular issue, and that's what it was. We've one of these things on dealing and heading a volunteer organization, and dealing with an organization that deals with the community on a completely voluntary basis again. It's not easy. When we come back after this the pause, I wanted to describe what we ended up having to do, and how that ties into another activity that we had. I gave a presentation. ARP asked that I be member of a panel on Saturday, which I did, and kind of ties in with this voluntary work, and which I think is. Not only important for us to get involved with, but it's a challenge. And as the book that I discussed last week, Younger Next Year, commitment, passion, being volunteer, getting involved, and helping our neighbors and working and developing relationships is really, really important. And so this is part of it. So we'll be back right after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, and Reflections.